Welcome to week number two of our stay at home and worship series. We're in the 2020 challenge and we're gonna just keep chugging along. I thought about, hey, do you just stick on the coronavirus for these messages? And I think if we can get some semblance of the normal life. And so I know it's such a we're being torn right now by not being able to meet together. But I just want to share God's word today. We're gonna look at Ruth. And the word we're going to study today is loyalty. Ruth is such a loyal person, and loyalty is an interesting thought right now. I know in our church, it feels like we have some Giants fans in football, but more Patriots fans. And yeah, we have like two Jets fans too. You guys go. Any Patriots? Interesting with Tom Brady. I'm dying to know how you're doing because here's a guy who's been so loyal to this organization and now he's going to go play in Tampa. And interesting times. So maybe loyalty has been on your mind as well. So but we're gonna look at today the definition in the dictionary of the word loyalty is unswerving allegiance. So having unswerving allegiance, that's not language I would use normally. So when I think of unswerving, it's not crooked, right? Not swerving to the left or right, but actually just a straight shot. I'm allegiant to this, person, to this organization, to this mindset. And so unswerving means there's no question about it. I'm not going to look to my left or look to my right. And that's loyalty. So it's interesting. I don't think I've ever taught on loyalty. It's probably one of the most underappreciated values of the Christian faith. It's probably one of the most overlooked values of humanity is loyalty. And I think it could be really important to look at together. But I'm like, maybe this is why I've never taught on it. I have a struggle with this topic. And here's what my struggle is, okay? So I'm not sure it's always the right thing. I'm not sure it's always the right thing to be loyal. Let me explain. So love, great Christian principle, great principle for life, right? It's always 100% of the time it's the right thing to do to love another person, right? It's a choice that you make. I'm gonna love this person even when they're not being nice to me. I'm still gonna love you. Thankfully, this is how God works with us. He loves us when we're loving him, and he still loves us when we're being pretty awful. Like his love is powerful. Our love is always supposed to be on, right? It's wrong to ever not love. And you can go down. There's a whole list of these words. There's thankfulness. We're called to live thankfully, right? In the times of surplus and in the times of what seemed to be lack. We're called to live thankful for what God has given us. It's just the right thing. Honor. We're always called to honor another person when they're treating us well and when they're not. We're called to honor. And so you see what I'm saying? Like there's all these great words, humility, right? And it's exclusive. Like you're always supposed to love. You're always supposed to do these things. And so what about loyalty? And I thought there are a couple exceptions to loyalty. And here's just to work this out, right? Just to play with this for a moment is I've seen this in the news actually, where a young man is wanted by authorities. He's a criminal doing bad things. He's on the run. And I've seen this multiple times. The police get a tip from the boy, the young man's mother, right? The safest person in the world for a young man is his mom. And yet, she is always going to be fiercely loyal to her son. But there are times where that's not the right thing. And you see what I'm saying? And same with friendships. We have friendships that we love, that we love the people in our life. But what happens when they shift? What happens when things change? And a friendship starts, you find yourself being torn down in that friendship now. And you see, like staying loyal to a friendship that's tearing you down consistently I don't believe is the right thing to do. Loyal. You still love the person, but loyalty is a different thing. It's unswerving allegiance, right? And so, or if you're in an abusive relationship, loyalty, probably not the right call. And so here's what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about loyalty today. But I think a big part of this is actually knowing when is it right to stay loyal. I really think this is important. And so there are, I have three, just going to go through a list of three things that need to be satisfied for us to stay loyal. If one of these can't be satisfied, but the other two are, yeah, these are fine, it's not right to be loyal in this situation. Okay. So of the three, all three being extremely important, the very first one is when it does not compromise your spiritual growth. It's good to be loyal. When it does not compromise your spiritual growth. Notice I said growth, not your spiritual stagnancy. Like, yeah, your faith is fine. It's just kind of going straight. No. This is about your spiritual growth. And so it's good to be loyal if that's not compromised, right? And so it's interesting. There are, we think of loyalty to people most often, and I think that's typically what we're dealing with. But there will be people in our lives that, and a lot of times, people change. We change. Everybody's always changing. But you'll start to find that you're staying loyal to someone, and you realize this relationship's actually detrimental to your faith. That's a warning to say loyalty, maybe not love. Absolutely, I'm not gonna abandon, I'm not gonna desert, but as far as loyalty and unswerving allegiance to another person, if it's detrimental to your faith, it's not a good idea. But I also would say it's not just people. I believe it can be philosophies. I believe it can be topics, political issues. I remember my mom. So this is like 20 years ago. I mean, this goes back probably even more than that. But she grew up in a house in a very different era, in a very different place of the country. Just a lot of things different. But she used to one of her favorite things was the big county Democratic fish fries. And it sounds funny because, but that was like such a cultural part of her life, and it was for a lot of the farming families in that area. And it's interesting because as things change, people change, institutions change, beliefs change, all this, right? And probably, I guess in her 40s, maybe 50, probably 40s, but she really started. I was part of this for her. I witnessed kind of a conversion in her of like just really struggling with something she was so attached to. A group of people, even just like a badge or a flag of honor almost, And she was reading scripture and really recognizing that things for her, and I'm talking about for her, things had changed enough that she realized she felt compromised now with her faith in certain things. And so she had to make a pretty significant decision for her. It isn't for a lot of people, but for her, it was a really significant decision of she had to change something in her life. And so I mean, it's not just people. Sometimes it's beliefs, sometimes it's thoughts, philosophies that we have, associations we might be part of, but when loyalty, it's important that it doesn't compromise our spiritual growth. Okay. Number two, it's also important that it's emotionally healthy for you. That being loyal to this person or this belief, whatever it is, right, is emotionally healthy for you. I'd even tack on physically healthy as well, just because that can come up. And so that, I mean, but when we're talking about emotions, we're talking about is it respectful? Or is this person respectful to you? Is your emotional health going to be good? If there's, say it's a friend, that, a person that you're trying to stay loyal to, unswerving allegiance, right? But you find that it's causing a lot more drama than seems normal and even healthy. Consider the word loyalty, unswerving allegiance. It's not love, it's not honor. Those are unquestionable, but loyalty might need to be questioned. Same with trust. If there are trust issues, you got to be careful being loyal to someone. You probably don't want to be loyal to someone that you can't trust. Does that make sense? And then the final one. So for loyalty, it has to be really aid your spiritual growth. It can't be emotionally harmful to you. And then the third one is that it really needs to maintain and encourage the highest level of integrity for you. And so this is the thing, just kind of like the first one, almost like where you're not going to compromise truth, you're not going to compromise your values, you're not going to compromise your faith. I would even add to this though, when it's the highest integrity, it's also about it has to be lawful. It has to there's principles and values that go bigger than yourself, and you want to stay under like an umbrella almost of integrity. And so for loyalty, so to sum all this up, right? If you can say yes to these three things, you should be loyal, right? And it's that it's this doesn't compromise your spiritual growth, it's emotionally healthy for you, and it's of the utmost highest level of integrity, then absolutely be loyal. Ruth, I want to talk about Ruth today. She is such a great character of the Bible and another really strong woman. Her story is incredible. It's four chapters, four chapters, right? And in her story, it says she's a Moabite woman. I mean, that means she's from Moab, which is not Israel, but Naomi, this lady and her husband had gotten married, and they with their two sons they moved to Moab during a tough time, and that's where Ruth married into this family. And when she married into this family, she actually married into the faith. And so that's a fairly common thing. Most churches today, we have people who married into the faith, meaning they actually found Jesus once they met this significant other and really came to know the Lord, right? And so Ruth, that's her story. She came to faith, and then dark times came. All the men died. Naomi's husband died. Ruth, basically the two sons died. So Ruth had two daughters-in-law, and Ruth was one of them, or was the other one. And it's just such a beautiful story of loyalty. For Ruth, she, despite Naomi saying, "You ladies, stay in Moab, stay here, stay here, stay here. I'm gonna go back to Israel." And they both insisted on coming, and finally the other one relented, but Ruth just refused to relent on this. She stayed loyal to Naomi in a really powerful way. She could have still loved her and blessed her as she sent her off. Ruth, I mean, everything Ruth knew and had was Moab, and yet she had married into the faith and felt this really strong call to be loyal. And there's such a beautiful scripture I want to share. I think this is one of my favorite wedding texts. I think at a wedding, this is so powerful to be spoken. But this is Ruth 1. I'll read verse 15, but it's the next couple of verses after that. But basically, Naomi's trying to talk Ruth into staying, right? Naomi's gonna go, even though she loves Ruth. She wants Ruth to get married again, have kids, right? I mean, win at life. And so she said to Ruth, "See that your sister-in-law has come back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. Like, go with Orpah. It's totally okay." And Ruth, these are the words right here. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts me from you. And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. She's like, all right, gonna do this. So loyalty absolutely won out. But here's the thing, as you follow Ruth's story, there's more evidence of loyalty to Naomi, his mother-in-law, right? So she's married into the faith. She goes home, back to Naomi's home. Ruth had probably never been there before. They didn't travel back then very much. And so she gets there, and immediately Ruth has to work. And so she's the one who goes out, and she basically supports Naomi in this. And it's just love, but it's loyalty as well. And she supports her. A four chapter story, really short here. It's just there's a man, Boaz, and Naomi suggests, throws this wild proposal suggestion out to Ruth, and Ruth, in her loyalty, says, "Yes, I'll do it for us." And it's just beautiful. And then when the whole story comes true, she gets married to Boaz, she has a child, and the first son, Obed. Naomi is the nurse, you know, and the loyalty never wavered. Even when Ruth had everything she needed, everything she wanted, her loyalty was so tied to Naomi that Naomi was brought into every one of those blessings. See, when loyalty is done right, it's beautiful. It's powerful. It's just I don't feel like we talk about loyalty that often. But it's one of those almost uncomfortable things to talk about because there are times when it's not right to be loyal, right? When you're called to break a loyalty. And so it's one of those things, but when it's done right, it's one of the most beautiful displays of affection. It's actually an aspect of love. That has qualifiers on it. It's an aspect of love, though, that is so beautiful, so powerful. So I just want to end this today by listing four attributes of loyalty. I think these are so good, but they're just simple aspects of what loyalty is, especially as we think as a follower of Christ. Okay, and the first one is this: it's a choice. Like pretty much everything else in life, it is a choice. There are things we cannot control, but everything we can control comes down to a choice. Are we going to do? Are we going to love? Love is always a choice. Are we going to honor somebody? It's always a choice. In fact, our entire life is really defined by a bunch of choices we make throughout our lives, right? And not just the big ones, it's the little ones. You think about the people who do all the little things, who are always choosing to just be kind to others. It's all those. They feel like little choices, but man, does that define a person, right? And so loyalty, just like all these other attributes, it's absolutely a choice. Number two, loyalty is right. And what I really need to say is when it's right, it's right. When you can meet these three qualifiers, right? That it's advantageous for your spiritual growth. That it's emotionally healthy, and third, that it maintains, that it encourages the highest level of integrity, right? When it's right, it's really, really right, and it feels incredible. It uplifts another person, it honors a person. When you're in a relationship where there's high amounts of loyalty, you can see it in the other person, but you can also feel it from that person, how valued you are. I believe it reveals God. When you're loyal, it reveals the love of Christ in us. And this goes to the third one, all right? So it's a choice. When it's right, it's right. And number three, it's self-sacrificing. Loyalty costs you something, right? That's kind of the point. Loyalty, you believe, you stand up for another person. You are with them and all in, right? It helps another person. The gospel that I know I bring this up a lot, but it's the one I just love so much. It's Romans 5. It's this text where Paul writes and he says, he says, look, for some rarely does somebody ever die for another person. Maybe if somebody's a really good person, someone will die for him, right? That's loyalty. But then he goes in and he says, but Jesus, when we were at our worst, when we were sinners, he still chose to die for us. That's self-sacrificing. This the whole idea of loyalty actually points to Jesus, and it points to how his loyalty to us was so evidenced. He burned in a God-ordained love where he wouldn't be compromised in it. Our mighty God, it's such a beautiful picture of Jesus, and for him it never ruined his spiritual growth. Right? Emotionally, he was hurting, but had such a mission, and this is where he's not just the man, but he's fully God as well. And so he was able to take that and do it with the highest level of integrity. You think of the three qualifiers. And Jesus, when he died for us, there was such loyalty for us. This is the gospel that we live. This is the gospel that we need and have in our lives. So beautiful, so powerful. Points to Jesus. The fourth, the final attribute of loyalty is that it's rewarding. You do get, it might be self-sacrificial, but you get something out of it. You first and foremost, you get the joy of a relationship. We need friendship. We need relationships. We need healthy relationships. We value, we grow, we find joy in serving another person. And so there's the joy of the relationship. When we live transparently, and so when our loyalty is transparent, right? Do you know that it brings other people to Christ? When we're transparent, when our love for Christ, what he's done in us, and what we're in turn becoming and therefore doing for others actually leads people to Jesus. The greatest reward on earth that I believe you can have as a person is the knowledge that somebody's just come to faith that you've walked with. It's the greatest reward there is. Absolutely. And so that totally does this. Ruth, I mean, think about this. Ruth was so loyal. She and her story is known. For her story is in the Bible, so of course it's known, but she, her story, as she went back, you see this in the book of Ruth, as she went back into Israel, and she went to Israel probably for the first time, actually. People knew her. Like they went, oh, this is the one that came with Naomi. Why? Because loyalty carries a powerful testimony of love. And when people find out apparently what your love is, that it's Christ in you, that's amazing, right? And so it's rewarding. And God blesses godly behavior. He always does. Godly obedience. This is absolutely glorious. And so today I just wanted to share loyalty. I don't think I've done it before, and but yeah, it's not always right, but when it's right, it's really right. Let's pray together. Lord, I just thank you so much that we could grow as followers of Christ, Lord. And I think even in this time, Lord, to be loyal is pretty significant. God, show us. Let us even think of the checklist. But Lord, let us actually make intentionality into loyalty in the people in our lives, Lord. We want to be loyal to you, and we want to be loyal to all that you'd call us to be. So God, grow our hearts and our understanding. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.